This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from Aero in Friedrichshafen, Germany. I'm with Rhett Ross in the Continental Motors booth. Rhett, we've been talking about fuel for several years now. It's an issue in Europe because we've got a multi-fuel situation here. We've got MoGas, we've got 91 AKI from Total, we've got Avgas, and we've got diesel. So where are we in your mind in for the U.S. market in visibility of a fuel that Continental Motors can plan for?
Well, I don't think we have any clearing on the horizon from the clouds surrounding fuel options yet. Continental, if you'll remember a few years ago, created a little stir by trying to put some clarity out there. Since then, we've taken a step back and are monitoring the situation, but we're not just waiting and seeing. We continue to believe that we have to provide solutions that take into account all of the options. So we continue to work behind the scenes to make sure our engines can handle any of the scenarios that are being proposed, whether they be things like the UL91 option that's being discussed for Europe, or some of the high-octane options that are being developed by companies in the U.S., or even in some cases some sort of controlled variant of an automotive fuel.
Yeah, let's talk about that automotive. So you've got the 360 AF engine out there, alternative fuel. And when we say MoGas or alternative fuel, we're really talking about some sort of aviation fuel that's a 91 octane. What about real MoGas, pump gas, is what we say in the industry? Is that ever going to be a player here, do you think?
Well, you know, I think everybody believes that pump gas, as you call it, would be the holy grail. Boy, we can get it for the same price. But people need to remember there are certain differences between automobiles and aircraft. You know, time that fuel sits in the tank between uses, altitudes that some of our higher performance airplanes might go to, absorptivity of moisture and other things that we in the flight community need to take account of. Also, I do not think that the governmental agencies will so easily give up their tax base, which is a component of aviation fuels on airfields, by simply saying that, gee, you're going to go buy pump gas and stick it on the airfield, and wow, it'll be cheaper. Many people don't realize that you get in a lot of trouble if you take road diesel and use it in off-road applications. That's why it's a different color. So there is the potential that a pump gas can become an aviation fuel, but it will be a fuel that will be subject to certain specifications and controls to make sure that it is usable by the general pilot community, not just those folks flying our venerable O200A.
You mentioned diesel. I know that the Continental diesel is certified. Is there any possible way I can tease out of you who the launch customer is?
Well, we're not announcing the launch customer because that customer has requested an anonymity right now. And again, as I mentioned to you off mic, we're seeing, I think, some revitalization in the industry, but we're seeing a good business sense. So people understand the complexities of certifying products, and especially new products, with the various agencies around the world. And so everybody wants to make sure that we don't disappoint the flying public again. So right now I'm going to stay mum.
What is the worldwide, this is an international show here, we see a fair amount of diesel here. It's not quite overrun with diesel engines, but what do you think is the ramp up for this technology worldwide?
Oh, as Continental Motors has said for several years now, we think diesel is the entrance or the way to open the gateway to the international markets. We're talking Africa, we're talking South America, we're talking Asia, not just China, but all of Asia and the Pacific Rim. Diesel opens up a whole new world, a whole new place that requires our type of aircraft. So we are heavily committed to it. We have some exciting announcements coming up across an entire product line of diesels, as we've said before, and a demonstration that Continental and its parent, AVIC International, are committed to being in the forefront of these technologies.
What's your impression of Aero so far?
I think Aero's been very nice. We've seen a lot of business-to-business opportunities. We've seen good, steady traffic. Several of the OEMs I've talked to said they saw good sales generation. So I think it's been very good. At the same time, what I would say is this year we're dealing with quality, not quantity, because I do think traffic, both of displays and people visiting, is down.
Yeah, that's my impression, too, and others have said the same thing, but also fewer tire kickers.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Red. I appreciate it.
Paul, as always, it's a pleasure. Hope you feel better.
Thanks. I need it. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from Aero 2013 in Friedrichshafen, Germany. We've been talking to Red Ross of Continental Motors. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.